Good evening, Ms. Laura.
Yes.
Ms. Laura, good evening. I hope you're having a great day. Evening. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm doing a survey about public issues here in Ector County. Can you kindly share your opinion with us? About 5 minutes, that's all I'm asking. 5 minutes. Can you?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, Ms. Laura, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
I live within the city limits.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I would say more the wrong track.
Okay. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County right now that you could, that would come to your mind?
I think the school system, I think they need better security, and I think they need metal detectors. They need to put more attention to that.
Is it that bad? Wow.
Yeah, there was they found a gun on a freshman today. A lot of times they find weapons and guns on these kids. It doesn't even make the news. They send us emails, but it doesn't make the news.
A freshman, 14 years old, and they found a gun on him today?
Yeah, wow. A female. Yeah.
Okay. So a female, wow. So you would say that education issues is what's most important right now?
Yeah, the schools.
Okay,
the system.
Okay, now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair compared to everywhere else, probably.
5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I'd say probably about the same or better.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say somewhat, depending on what you do.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Poor. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
In my field? Fair.
Yeah. Fair. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
I would say fair. I don't know. I feel like it's overcrowded, but I would say fair, yes.
Okay. Fair? Okay. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Fair.
Fair. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
What about public transportation?
Same. I would say fair.
Okay. What about availability of quality health care?
Poor.
Poor. Wow. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes, I'll be glad to. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Okay. What about public safety and low crime?
I don't think we have low crime out here. I would say fair on that as well.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, we did a survey about New Jersey. It's really bad over there, huh? Really bad over there in crime.
Now, I can imagine.
Yeah. What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Fair. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Good. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
I would say that's kind of out here. There's not very much, so.
You would say it's fair, good, poor?
Yeah, fair.
Fair. And natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor. What about the quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Poor. Okay, moving forward, I want to, we're almost done here, and I do want to thank you for taking your time to share your opinion. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. What about young single people?
Fair.
Fair. What about immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Families with children?
Fair.
Fair. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new business?
I would say fair.
Fair. What about people like you?
Fair.
Okay, what about retirees?
I'd say that poorly, yeah.
Okay, and people living below the poverty line?
I would say fair.
Fair? Okay. Now, what matters is you're entitled to any of your opinion. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I would say improve.
Improve? Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay, and how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making a community a better place to live and work? How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area?
Just relocation.
Let me see. Well,
just because my kids will be out of school.
Oh, okay. So it would be about the school, okay? Okay. Now, finally, this is the last few questions about you and your household, okay? What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
High school? Okay. And
yeah.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent? Okay. And what is your age? I'm sorry, 18 to 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 and over?
35, 49.
I thought you were a minor at first. Okay, I do apologize. Do you have a school age? Okay, do you have a school age child living in your household?
Two of them, yes.
Yes, okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Black, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
You're Hispanic? Okay. And
yes.
Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related in the gas or oil industry?
No.
No? Okay. Now, is your annual household income, just gonna give you a range, okay, under 25,000, 25 to 40, 40 to 75,000, 75 or over?
The 75.
And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time? And, I'm sorry, Ms. Laura, this survey, I have to read everything verbatim, and I do apologize for this question. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something? I do apologize. I can clearly hear that you are female, but I got to read it.
Yeah. It's okay, female.
Female? Okay. Now, Ms. Laura, you've been of great help to us. I want to thank you for taking your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You as well.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.